Study: Congressional Democrats' stock portfolios spiked 31% in 2024, far outpacing S&P 500. By Wendell Hussebo on January 8, 2025. Congressional Democrats appear to greatly enhance their wealth in 2024. Despite only earning a yearly salary of $174,000. Democrats' stock portfolios in 2024 far outpaced the S&P 500, a study by Unusual Whales found Tuesday, spiking on average 31%, 7 points higher than the S&P 500, 24%, and 5 points higher than Republican colleagues, 26%. Unusual Whales estimated each member's stock portfolio performance by calculating the value of each stock from the beginning of 2024 to the end of 2024. The biggest Democrat offender was Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, whose portfolio spiked 142%, the report found. Wasserman Schultz sits on the Environment, Manufacturing, and Critical Minerals Subcommittee and bought shares in Hecla Mining Company, HL, which peaked at plus 45%. The Congresswoman, who also sits on the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Military Construction, also bought shares in Viasat, a military company. Viasat's stock price rose 41% since her purchase. Wasserman Schultz was not the only Democrat deploying an aggressive investment strategy. After Wasserman Schultz, the top seven Democrat stock traders are Senator Ron Wyden, or, plus 123%. Representative Morgan McGarvey, KY, plus 105%. Representative Nancy Pelosi, CA, plus 70%. Representative Thomas Suozzi, NY, plus 62%. Representative Kathy Manning, NC, plus 56%. Representative Seth Moulton, MA, plus 45%. Representative Tina Smith, NM, plus 44%. Notable members returns. Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, plus 61%. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, plus 45%. Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, plus 28%. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, plus 8%. Representative Mike Kelly, RPA, minus 53%. Unusual Whales reported further specifics of the congressional stock trades. But looking at the 100 members of Congress who actively trade, only half beat the S&P. However, most of Congress tracked SPY, 20 to 27% returns, with less active trading than previous years. What's more, those who outperformed SPY really outperformed the S&P, including in the options world, Nancy Pelosi specifically. Why? Well, because Congress often held big tech, the winners of this cycle. Holding Amazon, NVIDIA, Meta, and more boosted Congress returns this year. Let's not forget that many of these big tech companies also lobby the very same people that hold company shares. Our politicians may have direct oversight over policy decisions that could financially help or hurt these companies. Congressional stock trading is an issue that unites most Americans. 86% of Americans, including 87% of Republicans, 88% of Democrats, and 81% of Independents, support barring members of Congress and their families from trading stocks, a poll found in 2023. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.